always has Hey, Rebbe, you like that?
John.
Harry, but today's book talks upon, which is basically, it's, Rashi explains, it's the, oh, you're so Rashi, I don't have to explain to you. Nobody says that it's Bayer Pri Eitz. That's not even a candidate. For sure not Bayer Pri Eitz. We'll talk in a minute, we'll talk in a few minutes, so why not? But it's either Bayer Pri Adama or Shakal Mi Abedvari. What's the reason? If you don't have Bayer Pri Adama, Peruhu, it's a Pri. Not somehow not pre-Aids, but it's pre-Adam, it's a pre. V'shmul omar, sh'akal mi abedvar, ohel v'soifil ha'akshes. Since eventually it hardens and becomes inedible, so therefore it doesn't have, it means it doesn't have a shem pre. So it's edible, you make a shakal, but it doesn't have a shem pre. Omali shmul rav yudah, so shmul said to rav yudah, shirunuch kevaseich mistarbo. So shmul said to rav yudah, I think you're right. I think I'm wrong and you're right. Like the story, some I've told the story before that Rabbi Ber and Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Ber was together met Rabbi Zalman, and they were talking about the Shair Amam, and Rabbi Ber said his pshat, and Rabbi Zalman said his pshat, and Rabbi Zalman said that he thinks his own pshat is better. So later Rabbi Ber was saying shir to Talmidim, so he said that this is my pshat and this is Rabbi Zalman's pshat, and Rav Zalman himself said that his pshat is better. Yeah, so Shmuel himself said that Rav Yehuda's pshat is better. Kavaseich mistarba, because that's nine. You say for the hakshus and baruchin the bayir pi adam. It's nine. I think it's pashas a radish. If you leave it in the ground, it becomes hard. And yet it's you make on it a bayir pi adam. So you see the fact that it's seif for the hakshus is not a contradiction to it being considered to be a pre. So to Gemara. It's not a good analogy. Tznayin, not the inish hadai to the pugla. People plant the tznayin, they have in mind to eat the tznayin. So, before it gets hard. Dikla, like not the inish hadai to the kher. But people, when they plant a palm tree, they're not planning to eat the branches. They're going to eat the dates. They're not planning to eat the branches. And therefore, you don't make a bracha bari priya dhamma. What does Rashi have to say? So first of all, there's a side of Mishnah. So are we now rejecting the svar of Seifel Akshus? We're saying it doesn't depend on Seifel Akshus, because even Snoin that Seifel Akshus is irrelevant. We're saying a Nupshat, that the reason why you don't make a Bari Pi Adama on Kaira is for different reasons entirely, because they're not the inshi adai to the Kaira. People don't have in mind when they plant the Dekel, they don't have in mind to eat a Kaira. Is that the Pshat? Or does the Gemara, are we still going with Seifel Akshus? After all, it's Mashal Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda said beferish, the reason that Shmuel rather said beferish, that the reason is Seifel Akshus. So we're not abandoning the reasoning of Seifel Akshus. We're not abandoning Shmuel's reason of Seifel Akshus. We're just saying that it's not enough Seifel Akshus, because then it would be no different than Tznayin. You need the tziruf of Seifel Akshus together with the fact that it's not in Shaddai to Dachim. Meaning, if it wouldn't be Seifel Akshus, and it would stay edible till the end, so that I wouldn't care what people's dasas are not. But etzem, it's a pre. Since it's Seifel Akshus, so now it's ambivalent. It's Seifel Akshus, it's going to become a branch. So make a taste to give it a shem pre. Its final form is that it's going to be a heart, it's going to be a lulav or something. So there you have to have the positive, not the inish adai to dochi. But if it's not the inish adai to dochi, then I don't look at it as a pre. I just look at it as a branch. So there's two ways to read the Gemara. It's ambivalent. The fact that Shmuel itself said the reason of Seifel Akshus is maybe not a riot to anything, because Shmuel has said the reason of Seifel Akshus. Shmuel thinks that he's wrong, and there Rav Yehuda is right. The stum of the Gemara says that Shmuel, even though Shmuel thinks that he's wrong, Shmuel is right. So it could very well be that Shmuel is right, not for Shmuel's reason. Because normally speaking, if Shmuel hadn't said this strange thing that I think you're right and I'm wrong, so I would have said, look, Shmuel said beferish that it's the reason is Seifel Hakshas. Whereas a kasha from Snowden, the Gemara answers that there it's not Daitadoki, here it's not a Daitadoki, that must be an extra reason. But you can't get away from the fact that Shmuel himself said the reason is Seifel Hakshas. But in Agamara, it's more complicated than that. It's not so simple. Because in Agamara, yes, Shmuel said the reason of Seifel Hakshas. But Shmuel himself said that by my reasoning, I'm wrong. Because it's Snowden. It's only the stum of the Gemara that says, it was Shmuel holds that Shmuel is wrong. The Gemara thinks that Shmuel is right. So maybe Shmuel's l'shitosei. Shmuel thinks that he's wrong because he went with the reason of Seifel Hakshas. And that's Shver from Snowden. But the Gemara thinks that Shmuel is right for a different reason entirely, because not the Inish Adayta Nochi. So for the Gemara itself, it's very hard to mechriya whether we're still going with the Svar of Seifel Hakshas or not. The Bais in Rosh and Meiri is Mefurish that we're still going with Seifel Hakshas. That the reason why Kaira, they pass like Shmuel, the Gemara passed like Shmuel, they say the reason why Kaira is Shakal Nivadvari is because it's Seifel Hakshas. And it's not like Tznayin, because there is not the Inshi Adai to the Pukla, and here is the not the Inshi Adai to the Dachi. So Mefurish, both in Russia and in Iri, that we're still going with the reason of Seifel Hakshas, but we have to add on top of it the additional reason of not the Inshi Adai to the Adai to the Dachi. Frag the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks, the Kolecha, the not the Inshi Adai to the Dachi, loy mevachin in alei. Is that really the rule that it was Slenoti Inshi Adaita Dahochi, you don't make a bracha? Now, Emma says, what do you mean don't make a bracha? Nobody said you don't make a bracha. They said you make a shakal niyavatwari. You see that when the Gemara uses the lashon of loymiv achinin alei, it means, it could mean you don't make the special bracha bari piyadama, a bracha of a pri. But a shakal niyavatwari, that's what, we're not talking about that. Of course you make a shakal niyavatwari. Loymiv achinin alei means you don't make any special brachas. So that's relevant to the riff that I talked about yesterday. That I wanted to say in the riff, the riff paskins. I want to say in the riff that Shem and Zayis, the riff holds to make a shakal like the Rambam. But the lush on the riff is that you don't make it. Is let ein mevachin olav. Maybe so. I said maybe the Rambam is still on the riff that ein mevachin olav means shakal. You see in the Gemara that that's what it can mean. That le mevachin olav means shakal. So anyway, that's a maimar musk. But in any event, so Gemara's Akasha, is this really true? Kolech not the Inshi Adai to Dochi Leim Revachin Alei. Where it's Slav, the not the Inshi Adai to the Picho. When it comes to Slav, people are only Netei the Slav, I'll die to the Picho. Rashi's Picho means the Pri. They have Yoinus. The Tanan, and yet we learned, in a price, surely should be Vesanya. Vesanya, Almine Nitzber, on the various parts of the Slav has four edible parts, Ala Olam Vala Tamores, the leaves and the berries, and on the fruit and on the kafrisin, Rashi says kind of what's the word? A shell, but not a shell. Well, it's something. What? Husk. Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure what kafrisin is, because Rashi says it's a kind of klipa, but other Rishonim say it's a kind of flower that grows on top of the tzlaf, but somehow protects it. So I don't know exactly. No, maybe somebody could look it up. I mean, tzlaf is a caper bush, so somebody could look it up and see what it is. In any event, so those two things to make a bari pri eitz. So you see that even though people's das is only for a daita de pircho, and yet, and everything else, you don't make a shakal mi'vadvari, and everything else, you still make bari pri adama, and the kafrisin you make a bari pri eitz. So you see that even though it's not the inshi a daita de hachi, nonetheless, you make brachos of birchas haperes. Now, if you say that we're still going with Seifel Hakshos, we haven't abandoned the criterion of Seifel Hakshos, ask the Pnei Yeshua, what's the worst kasha? Slaf is not Seifel Hakshos. But the emesis, the Meiri says, Beferish, that the Slaf, that the Olam and the Tamaris of the Slaf are Seifel Hakshos. So, it's not and the Gemara's kasha is from the Olam and the Tamaris. The Olam and the Tamaris of the Slaf are Seifel Hakshos, and to become inedible, to become hard and inedible, and it's not in Shia Daita Dochi, and yet you make a bracha, Bari Piyadama. And for the Gemara, so my answer is, Omer Nachem Bar Yitzchok, Tzlaf, Nati Inshi Adaita Deshusa. People plant it, and they have in mind, even though the Gemara thought in the Kasha that they're Nati Inshi Adaita Depicho, now the Gemara is saying, when they plant it, they have in mind Adaita Deshusa. Shusa, what does Rashi say? She doesn't say anything about Shusa, right? I'm not sure what's the literal translation of Shusa. But it means here the Olam and the Tmarim. The Tmaris. I don't know what's the literal translation of Shusa. I mean, Shusa means speech. How is speech Shusa?
Anything that sprouts from it.
Anything that, what?
That sprouts from it.
Where are you getting from?
That was in the Talmud of
Yoda. Anything that sprouts from it. Okay. So, Dikla, Lenotchi, Inchi, Adai, to declare it. Mashenke, Medideko, people don't have in mind to declare it. So Rashi adds a Hesbit. Why do people not have in mind to declare it, but they do have in mind to eat the Olam and the Tamaris? So Rashi says, because if you eat the Kaira, so you're gonna eat up your, you planted a Dekel tree, you want it to grow. So you could have Tamarim, and so you're gonna eat up the Kaira, you're gonna stunt the growth of the Dekel. So that people don't have in mind. They want the Dekel to grow and flower and produce year after year of dates. But over here, by the tzlaf, why shouldn't they eat the olam and the tamaris? They're not going to ruin the tzlaf by that. And so it's edible. Why should it go to waste? You know, waste not want not. Why should it go to waste? So Mimela, they have in mind, when they plant the tzlaf, they have in mind to eat all of the parts of the tzlaf, not only the pri. So therefore, it's not the kasha from tzlaf is not shveh. So Gemara be'afakav the kalsi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, even though Shmuel himself was Meshabeach Rabbi Yehuda Svar, Hilchasa can say to Shmuel, but Allah has taken Shmuel that on Kaira, since it's that on Kaira, it's loy noti in sheyadai to dhochi, and maybe also it's seifel lahakshis, maybe that's also a factor, the Rosh says that's also a factor, as we said, and therefore the halacha is that you make on Kaira, on hearts of palm, you make a bracha of shakal ni'eh bedvar. Yeah, the hearts of palm today are probably different, just we don't used to do halacha l'maisa, but just l'maisa, you go to the store, you buy hearts of palm, it probably is hadama. Because avadet smaltin shadai tedochi. You know, when Delmonte or something, when they can the hearts of palm, they don't go find somebody who planted Dekel for other things and say, you know, maybe we'll give you some money, give us your hearts of palm. they plant probably fields of kolim just to have hearts of palm. So that's mistalma dontin shadai tedochi. Kolapacha should be aids. I mean hadoma, maybe aids. Okay, that has to do with other things, but we'll talk about it in a minute. But kolapacha is hadoma. So the Maisa, bottom line, comes out from the Skana Gemara by Tzlaf, that it's not the Inshia Daita the Shusa. People have a mind to eat the whole Tzlaf. They don't let the Tzlaf go to waste. They don't let any part of the Tzlaf go to waste. Not the Inshia Daita the Hochi. So it's not so clear in the Gemara. So why is some of the Tzlaf Bayer Piyah and some of the Tzlaf is Bayer Piyah Doma? Like, what are the criteria to determine what part of the tzlaf is the bari pi'etz? Why the olam? Why the avyonis and the kafis and bari pi'etz, and the olam and the tamaris are bari pi'ah adama? That's not really spelled out in the. It's not spelled out in the Gemara. Emes, I think it's a machlekes yishainim. There's a machlekes ga'inim really. The Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Hey. Ram brings a machlekes ha-ga'inim. What bracha do you make on sugar? Some of the ga'inim say that on sugar you make a bari pi'ah eitz, and some of the ga'inim say that on sugar you make a bari pi'ah adama. And then the Ram himself thinks it's only a shakal niyah b'dvarai. So the Ram himself thinks that it's only a shakal niyah b'dvarai. That's because the Ram himself says himself, he thinks that it's like the Gemara says that honey that oozes from dates is a shakal niyah b'dvarai. This Gemara later on, daf lamed zayin. The Gemara over there says because it's zeya ba'alma. I don't look at the honey that comes out of the date as the pri. I look at it as a byproduct of the pri. This is zeya of the pri. So that's a honey. So therefore, the honey that comes out of dates is shakal niyah b'dvarai. So Ram says sugar is not any better than the honey that oozes out of dates, and it's even worse because it's nishtan eli deya uriel. So you cook it up and you crystallize it. So it's even a step removed. But even without that, it's no different. The sugar water that comes out of the cane is not any better than the honey that comes out of a date, and therefore the Ram thinks that it's shakal nivadvar. So that belongs more to daf lamed zayin, who gives zayin. But I want to focus on the ga'inim who don't think that it's like that it's a zayin ba'alma. You have to know why it's not a zayin ba'alma and what that machlek is about. But again, that belongs to lamed zayin. But the ga'inim take the both sides of the ga'inim. They both assume that it is a pri. But they argue, is it a pri ha'etz or is it a pri ha'adama? So what's the machlekes? Why should it be? Well, what's the machlekes between them? So the Ramban explains. I don't remember where the Ramban is, but I'll tell you after. I'll let you know later. But the Ramban explains the Machlokes. The Ramban says, there's no question that the Cain is an Eitz. Not everybody agrees the Cain is an Eitz, says the Ramban. And there's no question that it's not the Inshi Adai to Dohi. When they plant the Cain, Avada they have in mind to make sugar out of it. And that's why some of the Bain of Hell is Bayer Pri Eitz. It's not the Inshi Adai to Dohi, it's an Eitz, and it's not the Inshi Adai to Dohi. So if it's not the Inshi Adai to Dohi, that's people's kavanah, that's people's primary reason for planting sugar cane. So it's Bayer Pri Eitz. That's the primary Pri of the cane. The other Shgainim Weld, the Ramban says it's a Bahag. That it's Bari Pri Adama, says the Ramban, the Lashon Ramban is that they hold that to be called a Pri HaEitz, it has to be the Mapik Peira. But the sugar is not Mapik Peira, it's the Eitz Atzma, it's the tree itself. So the Ramban says there's a botanical distinction. In order to be called a Pri, there's a certain botanical criteria that you have to meet. It has to be mapik peira. Whereas sugar is not mapik peira, it's the eitz atzmai. I'm a little bit misupping what he means by the words mapik peira. Mapik means to be mitzi. It's mitzi peiras. Does he mean that in order to be a pri, it has to be something that comes out of the tree? So the tree is mitzi it, so then it's a pri. But if it's like the sugar that's inside the cane, so if the cane wasn't mitzi it, that is the cane. It's inside the cane. What does he mean? Mitzi pears means that a fruit is only something that produces pears. Fruit produces pears. You take a fruit. Fruit has the seed inside. So maybe the definition of a fruit is something that's mitzi further pears. But I think more the first way. It's more mashmah to me the first way. That he's saying that that when the tree, things grow out of the tree, it's mitzi pears. So that's a pre-eitz. But something that's in the tree itself, so that's not called the pre-eitz, that's the tree itself. The tree itself is a pre-adam.
Shouldn't the olives be pre-eitz? Because they come out from the tree.
And why are the tamaris? So I'm not sure. Good question. Maybe the mafik pay means the other way. I'm not sure. But it's very telling. The Ramban, he quotes the Bahag, and he says, the Bahag says that the cane is very piadoma. He says, the domi l'shusa upircha. It's like shusa upircha. Now, picha, what he means by picha is not so clear to me, because picha l'char is the avgainis. We'll come back to that, the translation of picha. That's a whole loaded question. What's the translation of picha? But shusa, in Agamara, is the olam and the tamars. You know, the Bahag says, the botany over here, I'm not quite sure what it is. You know, the exact details of this botany, I'm not sure. But it's beferish in Bahag, that the Bahag says that sugar, even though that's the primary reason why you plant the cane, nonetheless it's a bari pi adama, and he's medamit beferish to the parts of the tzlaf that are bari pi adama. So you see from here how the Bahag understood Agamar. Why are the parts of the tzlaf that are bari pi adama? Because somehow botanically they're not mapik peiro, but they're the tree itself. The olim and the tamaras grow on the olim. It's like by an arava. The tamaras, the berries are from the olim. So somehow that botanically is like the tree itself. Again, I'm not sure if it's because a fruit has to have seeds in it. It has to produce further pears, and that's what he meant by mapik peira. Or somehow there's some other reason why I look at it that's the tree itself, whereas the avyonis is the thing that comes out of the tree. Any of that? I'm not so familiar with caper bushes. Look like altogether. But Akoponim, that's clear in the Ramban and in the Bahad, that they understood that the, first of all, it's clear in the Ramban is telling me that there's a machlekes ha-goyinim. What's the definition of a pre-eitz? The first sheet in the goyinim that sugar cane is a very pre-eitz holds, since it's not the inshia daita dachi, that's what people plant it for. So that makes him to a bari pe'etz. So the sugar is bari pe'etz. So you see, according to that shita, that what's dispositive, what determines whether something is a bari pe'etz or bari pe'adoma, has to do with the noti inshia daita d'ochi, the thing that people have in mind when they plant it for. So that's the pre-eitz. And anything else in the tree is presumably only a bari pri adama. And the Bahag says with Erish that that's not the criterion, because the sugarcane is certainly not the in shiadai to dahochi, but since botanically it doesn't fit this picture of mapik peira, whatever that means, so then it's a bari pri adama. And he says with Erish that that's like shusu, we call shusu pircha. That's like the slav that has parts of it that are bari pri adama. Why? You have a mite to eat them. The Gemara says that people planted a diet to the shusa. Nonetheless, botanically, it's more like a pri adama, and it's more like the eitz itself, and not like something, not like the paris of the eitz. Okay, so the fila bahag. So then we sort of understand, maybe not all the details of the botany, but we understand why in the slav there are parts that are pri eitz and there are parts that are pri adama. There are parts that I look at as being the pri, namely the avyonis, and the kafris and the grow that protect the avyonis, that's also part of the avyonis, connected to the avyonis, that's all pre-eitz. And then you have the things that are considered to be the eitz itself, the leaves and the berries that grow out of the leaves. So those are bari pri adama. Botanically, they're bari pri adama. The das isn't the same in everything. People are not the inchi, like the maskal and gemara, that people are das for the whole thing. But there's a botanical distinction between them. But what about according to the other sheet in the garden, that sugarcane is bari pri eitz? So if sugarcane is bari pri eitz, so you see that even though it's clearly not mapik peira, it's the eitz itself has this sugar inside of it. Nonetheless, it's bari pri eitz because it's not the inchi adayta d'hochi. Well, the Gemara says that not the inchi adayta d'shusu. When people plant the slav, they have a mind for the whole slav. So then, what makes some of the slav a bari pri eitz and some of the slav a bari pri adama? So, there's two possibilities, but I'm more indicted to one than the other. One possibility, which I don't think is right, is that maybe things that are soifel lahakshos, even if it's a daita d'ochi, they can only be a bari pi adama. So the olam and the tmaris are soifel lahakshos. To me, we said before, he said olam and the tmaris are soifel lahakshos. So even though the Gemara says it's nothing shedaita d'hochi, so you can make a bari pi adama like snoim, like a radish, you make it a bari pi adama, even though it's soifel lahakshos, because nothing shedaita d'hochi. But maybe to be a pri ha'eitz, if it's soifel lahakshos, can't be a pri ha'eitz. And I can understand it also. I could really, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe this is good, because I could explain it. Because the whole, what's the svar of soifel lahakshos? Shmuel's original svar, soifel lahakshos. Right? Gemara thought of it. The svar of soifel lahakshos is that since eventually it's just going to be a branch, so I don't look at it now as a fruit, I look at it as a branch. So the Gemara slugged it up, Shmuel himself slugged it up, because what about snoim? But akapanim, you see there's a svar over here that it's going to become a branch, so it's not a pri. So even though the maskana, that's not true, you see from snoim, that even though it's going to become a branch, but now it's still a pri, and you can make it into a bari pri adama, but to say that it's the ikar pri, because bari pri eitz means that we're giving it the status of being the ikar pri. So to say that it's the ikar pri of the tree, when eventually it's just going to be tree, it's going to, you know, when midnight strikes, it's going to turn into a tree. So then, at the stroke of midnight, so then it's you can't say that's the ikar pri. So it's a pri, but it's not the ikar pri. So it could a maximum only be a bari? That's the ceiling. It's going to only be a bari pi adama. Who like? That's one possibility. Or the other possibility, which is I think in Pesukim more what they assume, that the pshat is that there's degrees of das, that it's totally in people's das. That the thing that people have most in mind when they plant the tree, what they're planting the tree for, that's the thing that's the pri eitz. But the Gemara says that like the Gemara, in the tzlaf itself, you see that there's differences of das. Because the Gemara in the Kasha thought that not when people planted tzlaf, they planted a daita d'pircha. The maskana of the Gemara is, no, they have in mind a daita d'shusa too. And Rashi explained, because otherwise it doesn't hurt the tree anyway, so you might as well eat the shusa. You might as well eat the olam and the tamaras. But people's primary das, the Gemara said, was a daita d'pircha. So maybe even the maskana that people also, you could look at the Gemara, it's a chazar. The Gemara thought that people planted slap a daita d'pircha, and the maskana is, no, they planted a daita d'shusa. But you could say, that the Gemara is just that it's still true that people planted slap, and their main objective is to have a daita d'pircha, is to have the peris, the avyonis. With the kafisim somehow. But when the Gemara adds that it's a daita d'shusa, it means they also have a secondary kavana that you might as well eat the olam and the tamar soup. But that's still not the reason why people plant slav. People plant slav for the avyanis. That still remains true, that it's a daita de pircha more. So therefore, a daita de pircha, that's the main agenda, so that's bari priyates. The daita de shusa, also that's a bari priya adama. There's a technical issue here, which is the Gemara says that people plant a slav adai to the pircha. Rashi says pircha means the pri. The pri is the avyonis. L'chore, that excludes the kafrisin. But the kafrisin is still a bari priyates. Right? Slav has four parts. The avyonis, the kafrisin, those are bari priyates. The pri, it means the pri and the shell around the pri. That's a bari priyates. And then you have the olam and the tvoras, it's bari priyadoma. But the Gemara initially says, why do people plant the slav? They plant the slav adai to the pircha. Rashi says pircha means the pri. Pri is the avyonis. So that sounds like people planted for the avyonis, not for the kafrisin. And it's probably also true because the Gemara says later in Amud Beis that the kafrisin, by the time the tree is full, by the time the fruit is fully ripe, the kafrisin fall off. When you harvest the kafrisin, when you harvest the avyonis, rather, the kafrisin already gone. So probably that's not what they're being detained for. They're being detained for the avyonis. So why do you make a bari priyates in the kafrisin? So again, it depends. Bishlama, if you hold that it's just a botanical chiluk, that it's nothing to do with das, so it's not shver. Botanically, the kafrisin they're an extension of the. They're an extension of the avyonis. So botanically, it's a priyates. If you go like those goyim, that sugar is a bari priyadoma because botanically it's not a pri. It has to be mapik peira. So mapik peira is the avyonis with the kafrisin together. Likewise, if you go with the criterion is seifel lakshus, then it's also good. That's the avyonis and the kafrisin are not seifel lakshus. The avyonis not seifel lakshus. On the contrary, they're seifel to fall off. I mean, the fruit is also seifel to fall off. Seifel to fall off is not seifel lakshus. Every fruit is seifel to fall off the tree. So the kafrisin are not seifel lakshus. The avyonis in the tamarim are seifel lakshus. So if you go with that mahalach, then it's also good. That's why the kafrisin are the avyonis and the kafrisin are not seifel lakshus to bari priyates. The olam and the tamarim are seifel lakshus to bari priyadoma. But if you go with the mahalach that is tolin das, and what makes something a bari priyates is that's the ikr das of the person when he plants it. Well, the Gemara said beferish that the ikr das is for the pircha, and the chayr the pircha is the avyonis and not the kafrisin. So there's a little bit of a technical problem because in Agamor it says adai to the pircha, and Rashi's pircha means the pri. The Rashash points out a problem because the Gemara Amud Beis, has a discussion in the sugya of slav. The Gemara has a discussion in Hilchos Arla. There's a halach in Arla that the issur Arla is not only in the pri but also on the shomer of the pri. So the chayra and the Gemara there is going in Rabbi Kiva that only the avyonis, the pri itself, is Arla. But the kafrisin are not Arla. So the Gemara asks, why? They're a shomer. They should have a din of shomer the pri. The kafrisin, this shell, or whatever it is, that's why Rashi calls it a shell, because it's, Rashi assumes it's a shell, because it's shomer the pri. So the Gemara says, so at least it should be a shomer. So why does it not have any, why is it not Arla? So the Gemara answers that it's not such a vital shomer. Even without the kafrisin, the avyonis won't die. So the Lashon of the Gemara, it's an Amud Beis. That three quarters of the way down, this parenthesis in the Gemara, right before that, the Gemara says, "Havi uvda v'shaklua l'neitz d'rimayin v'yavish." They took off the neitz, the flower of a pomegranate, and the pomegranate dried up. So you see, that's a shomer. But shaklua l'pircha de bitisa, when they took off the pircha of the bitisa. Bitisa is the avyonis. Bitisa means the avyonis of the tzlaf. When they took off the pircha of the bitisa, v'kaya bitisa, and the bitisa didn't die. So in that Gemara, pircha means the kafrisin. So the Rashash, yes. So which is it? Is pircha the pri, or is pircha the... In that Gemara, pircha seems to be the pri, the avyonis, a dite to the pircha. The Gemara in the base, pircha seems to mean the kafrisin. Rashash said, well, maybe one's with the hay, one's with an aleph, even though by us they're both with an aleph, maybe one should be with the hay, maybe it's a different word. And then But if we'll say maybe Pirchas now is a general term for the for both. Maybe Nechami, maybe Pircha means both. The Yoin is the Kafrisin. So maybe when Agamara says that Daita the Pircha, maybe it means maybe there's a mokum here to say that Pircha means the Kafrisin too. And when people planted a daita the Pircha, it means they have in mind to eat the Kafrisin together with their Yoinis. I'm not sure how that works because the Kafrisin fall off. So how do people have a mind to eat it? It's gonna fall off. Maybe they harvest, maybe they take it before, I don't know, maybe still people take it before it falls off and they eat it. Loyadam, it's very not clear. And then Mr. Darshash brings that the Aruch had a different gears in the Gemara, not that he took off the Pircha of the Bitisa, but that he took off the Nates from the Pircha and the Bitisa didn't die. I see the Aruch is going, they took off the Nates. Nates means this shell, apparently, like by a rima in the nates, the flower that protects it is called the nates. So the Aruch's gears is, again, it's clear in the Gemara from the context that what happened was they took off the kafrisin from their vyonis. But the words that the Gemara uses, we want to figure out the etymology, well, all these words, their translation. So in the Aruch's gears, the lashon is, they took off the nates from the pircha and the bitisa didn't die. So bitisa clearly means their vyonis. And pircha l'chayr also means the avyonis. It's strange. Why is a different word in the same sentence? They took off the kafrisin from the avyonis and the avyonis survived. So why change the word of avyonis? It should say they took off nates. Okay, so nates could mean kafrisin. That actually makes sense because it's botanically has the same function as the nates of a rimain. So I understand that the kafrisin is called the nates. And pircha means avyonis, like in Agamar, pircha means avyonis. So they took off the nates of the pircha. But then it should say, and the pircha didn't die. Why does it say that, and that the bitisa didn't die? The Aruch's gears is strange altogether. I mean, it's one thing we see in the Aruch, that pircha, there's no contradiction between the Gemaras. Pircha means the avyonis. In both Gemaras, pircha means the avyonis. On the other hand, there's this strangeness in the Gemara that you think they took off the nates of the pircha, then it should say, and the pircha survived. But that's not the Lashon Gemara in the Aruch's Girsa. They took off the nates, it's all in the Rashash. I mean, he doesn't make all the Cheshbonis, but he brings this on. They took off the nates from the pircha and the bitisa survived. So maybe that opens the door to think that even in the Aruch's Girsa, pircha means the avyonis, the way they are together with the kafrisin. So they took off the nates part of this pircha, and the bitisa part survived. In other words, the pircha means the whole thing, the avyonis with the surrounding, with the shell. And then there's a subdivision. There's the nates part, and there's the bitisa part. So they took off the nates from the pircha, meaning they took off the nates from this whole entity, and then the bitisa part, the lift to tell the tale. So if that's the case, then maybe in the Aruch's Girsa, there's taka a mokum to say that pircha means the avyonis with the kafrisin together. Because it's one entity. It's a klipa around the avyonis. We don't look at it as two separate things until you break them apart or until one falls off. But close mind that they're growing together, we look at it as one thing. So if it's so if that's the case, then we can say that not the inshe daita de pircha includes the kafrisin also. Not the daita de pircha means the avyonis of the kafrisin together. Because pircha is a term that includes both of them. That's in the Aruch's Girsa, you see that it sounds like pircha is a term that includes the whole entity, the pircha with the avyonis, the avyonis with the kafrisin together. Okay, so that's a kaponim, Suleimanim. We have a machlekes, beferish machlekes, a ga'inim. You say this going forward in case of Morachim. You have a beferish machlekes, a ga'inim, where the Rabban explains it. What's the difference? What makes something bari pe'etz or bari pe'adama? Why is some parts of the tree a bari pe'etz, some parts of the tree a bari pe'adama? So, doshtei, two possibilities, maybe three possibilities. One possibility is that it's totally in some botanical distinction, like the Bahag. Some botanical distinction. You need, in order to be called the pre ha'etz, to get a bracha bari pe'etz, it has to be mapik peira, whatever that means. The eitz is maitzi pri. But anything that I can't look at it as the eitz being maitzi pri, I look at it as the eitz itself, like the sugar, so then it's a bari pe'adama. And then we have the other sheet of Sagayinim that doesn't agree. This thing said even sugarcane is a bari pre-eitz. So if it's even sugarcane is bari pre-eitz, botanically it's not a mapik peira. So then what? So there must be some other distinction. So the pashut distinction is it has to do with das. The ikar das, what people have the ikar das for, that's a bari pre-eitz. What they have a secondary das for is bari pri adoma. And we'll have to say Daita the Pircha means the Avyoinis with the Kafisin together, which is defensible based on what we saw in the Arch. And then there's this other possibility that I'm throwing out. I don't think Paiskin don't say such a distinction at all, but maybe it's a mokum to say that the distinction would be Seifel Achshus, that something that's Seifel Achshus can only be a Bari Pi Adama. Something that's not Seifel Achshus, the Olamah Demaris is Seifel Achshus. Something that's not Seifel Achshus, that, as long as people have to ask for it, then it's a Bari Pi Eitz. Okay, let's take a look at the Rosh. Point the Rosh here. Simon Gimel. First, of course, more before about Kaira. Why did Shmuel say shakal niyavidvoy? Hayel v'soifel ha'akshes v'gam le'noti in she'adaita le'mechel kara. So the fair is that you need both reasons. It's soifel ha'akshes v'gam. It's also that it's people have das to eat the whole kara. To eat the kara. I'm sorry, that people don't have das to eat the kara. That's why it's a bird. That's why it's a shakal. It's seifel ha'akshes, and people don't have das to eat it. There, people do have a mind to eat the olam and the tamaris. So therefore, it could be a bari pi adama. And therefore, lulavik fanim is what kaira is to hearts to palm trees. Lulavik fanim are to vines, to grapevines. That the geffen, the new shoots when they first sprout are edible, and then they harden, they turn into branches. And shkedim dakim sha'ichlin b'kliposan hachitzayna, small almonds that they eat them, small young almonds that they eat them with the klipa. That's not what people have in mind. People have in mind to eat the shkedim when they grow up, not to eat them when they're young. If you eat them when they're young, they're never going to grow up. So what people want is the grown product. So therefore, it's loy nati in shiadai to dochi, and it's seifel achshes. It's seifel achshes. So therefore, kishigim mevachin alav shahakum, and therefore mevachin alav shahakum. Then he continues shkedim amar kosev bal alochas gdelus. Ketanim bari pri ha'etz. Gedolim v'leiklum. These bitter almonds, when they're ripe, so they're very bitter, and they're inedible. It's v'leiklum. You don't make any bracha at all. But when they're small and immature, then they are edible. So therefore, you're making them a bracha of bari pri ha'etz. Why? Since they're more edible when they're young than when they're mature, so not the inshish lehu adai to dochi. So people want to eat them when they're young, not when they're old. A food that people want to eat when it's mature, and if you eat it when it's young, so you're nipping it in the bud. So that's loy not the inshish adai to dochi, and that's shakal niyavidvar, like he said before. But shkedim amarim. Nobody's interested in them when they're mature. They're only good when they're immature. So then people's das is to eat them immature with the klipa, and therefore the whole thing is a bari pi'etz. Even though it's seifel ha'akshes, but it's not the inshi adai to dochi. I mean, not seifel ha'akshes, but it's seifel to become bitter. So just throw it through, just to speak out. Why does he need to say nothing? We saw already in the Rosh that you only need nothing when it's seifel ha'akshes. The shkedim amar and seifel ha'akshes. The shkedim not seifel ha'akshes. Why does he have to add that to Natin Shiadaita Dachi? The answer is, I think, two things. First of all, the klipa probably is like Velakshis. And he's talking about the klipa too. No, I'm sorry, he doesn't say he's talking about the klipa. But even he's talking about the shkenim. The shkenim are going to become bitter. Becoming bitter and inedible is presumably the same thing as seifalaxis. They're going to become inedible. So how are they a pri? Because not the inshidai to dachi. So Shalim Metzias, what he's talking about. From the simple reading of the Bahag, again, the Bahag says a halach, that shkeidim hamorim, when they're adults, when they're mature, they're inedible, and there's no brach at all. And when they're, and therefore, people's das is to eat them when they're immature, and therefore, because then they are edible, and they do have a good taste. So therefore, the brach is bari pri eitz. I don't care that it's soifel achshes, but right now, that's what people want. People daf can plant it for the way it is now. And therefore, the brach is bari pri eitz. We'll see in a minute. The contradistinction too is shkedim that are not marim, good shkedim, you know, taste sweet almonds. It's just it's the other way. Well, see, sweet almonds the other way around. But this is shkedim marim. Which part of the almond? These shkedim marim, when you eat them when they're young, which part of the almond are you eating? So in the Rosh's mashma, the almond itself says the shkedim marim. When they're old, they're inedible. But when they're young, it's the nightish yadait adochi. Yoseheim ruuyim lachila ba'inim k'tarim. They're more edible when they're young. When they're mature. In Rabbeinu Yoina, it's mavur that what you eat when they're young is the klipa. The klipa when they're young, the klipa is soft and tasty, not the shkedim themselves. That's lost in Rabbeinu Yoina. The Shulchan Aruch is mashma like Rabbeinu Yoina. He brings this halacha. Shulchan Aruch passes like drag. And he brings it the way Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Kosar alochas doilas shkeidim amar boidim rakim sheichlin haklipa shalehem mevarchin alem bari pri eitz ulubasoyif kaven shem marim." Then when they mature and they're bitter, ainim mevarchin alem klai, you don't make any bracha in them at all. There's a tension here in the lashon. If we're talking about the klipa, then when they're mature. It's not that they're bitter. When they're mature, they're hard. Right. In Rabbeinu Yonah itself, there's a tension. Which one is he talking about? Rabbeinu Yonah says, again, I'll read it to you again. Kosu ba'al halachas doylas gash. Ba'al halachas doylas gash. Sheashkenim amorim ba'idim rakim. Sheoich lina klipa shalehem. Oh, I've seen that. Gois v'tziyunim, they're magia. Sheoich lina isim ima klipa shalehem. They eat them with the klipa. Oh, that makes sense. They eat both. They beat it with the klipa together. So then the bracha is bari pri eitz. Ulavasayif, it's a mistake. Kishabishlu, when they mature, kaven shehemorim. Now they're bitter. Einam avarach aleim klal. Oh, now it's good. Why didn't he say they're hard? Yeah, the shell is hard. But what about the shkeinim themselves? The shkeinim themselves become bitter. So the outside becomes hard, and the shkeinim become bitter. So neither one is edible. And so it's the whole thing. It's a soifel hakshes, but it doesn't matter because it's not the inshir daitochi. People have in mind to eat them with the klipa when they're young. People eat them. You see in Rabbeinu Yonah, they eat them with the klipa and all. Might be important later. So Merkin says the Rosh, fine. Fet the Rosh is a kasha. L'miu perakam lechulin, aminu gabei meiser. You know, the truth is, this really has to do with sugyot slav. I think it's too tied into the sugyot slav. Maybe we'll leave this for next when we do the sugyot slav. We'll have to come back to this bahag. Yeah, I think we'll want to give a stop. Okay, we'll stop here. Stop here.